Welcome to In Case You Missed Us. Hey guys, it's Christina from Us Weekly, and each week at Us, we talk to some of the hottest in Hollywood and dish about pop culture, reality TV, relationships, and a whole lot of gossip, while of course getting all the latest news from your favorite stars. We don't just break news on the biggest stars in Hollywood, we talk to them as well. This week, we sat down with actress Kate Mara. But first, reporters Mark Lupo and Travis Cronin chat all about Demi Lovato's hospitalization, Jennifer Garner's life after Ben Affleck, and what is really going on with Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. Hey guys, it's Christina and welcome to Wednesday. It is Magazine Wednesday and I am here with Mark Lupo and Travis Cronin. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Great.
So we have a lot to get to. There's a lot of big stories going on. Of course, everything in the magazine. We're going to be talking about Jennifer Garner, her life after Ben Affleck. And then we're also going to talk about Britney Spears, who Travis actually saw the other night, which I'm so jealous about. So we're going to talk about all that in a minute. But first, we have to talk about the big news about Demi Lovato. She, of course, was hospitalized yesterday over an apparent drug overdose. She was found unconscious in her Hollywood Hills home, and she is now in the hospital recovering.
Yeah, so she's with her family and friends now, which is good. And we still don't, you know, quite know what type of drugs she OD'd on, but we know that she was revived with Narcan, which is used to combat opioids, what they sell over the counter now for people who have overdosed.
So it's definitely a really scary situation, and we're kind of hearing a little bit of what happened before she went into the hospital, right?
Exactly. So Demi Lovato has been struggling with her sobriety now for the past month or so. She came out last month with a song called Sober, where she admitted that she relapsed after 6 years of sobriety, which was really difficult. But sources are telling us the night before she had her, she was unconscious, she was out partying at a restaurant in LA. And we don't know exactly what happened overnight, but we do know that she is now in the hospital and she's stable and she's aware and she's thanking all of her fans and her family for supporting her and she's pushing through.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like she was out for a backup dancer's birthday at this place in West Hollywood and partying, and then they all went back to her house. One thing led to another, and she just got a mixed mess of all the bad stuff.
Yeah, of all the bad stuff.
But she's awake, she's recovering, and we're pleading that the next story we get to post is that she has checked herself into rehab and seeking treatment.
100%. And luckily, like you said, that she had her friends nearby that were able to administer the Narcan, because this could have been a very, very bad situation.
It's a weird friend group when they're rolling with Narcan.
Seriously, like, my friends don't have that.
Like, we talk about getting lit on the weekend, so we're not rolling with Narcan lit.
Yeah, like that's, you know, it's a bad situation. And I know that she's been struggling with her sobriety. Yeah. She was
since
sober.
She was a teenager.
Since she was a teenager. And she has been sober for 6 years and then revealed in June that she was no longer sober with her song that she released. So she's been battling this for a really long time.
And there were pictures of her with beer.
Yeah.
And clearly we know that there's other stuff going on.
Yeah, so, and then didn't we find out that she fired her sober coach, right? Didn't that happen?
She did recently, Mike Bayer. She recently fired him, which is, you know, not a great sign that she was in a good place. And I think last year in 2017, she, in her documentary, she kind of announced a variety of things that she was going through, including trying drugs as a teenager, having suicidal thoughts as a young person, being diagnosed with bipolar at 18. So she's been through a lot, and she had some body image issues. So we're all feeling for her, including celebrities like Ariana Grande, Ellen DeGeneres, Katy Perry. They've all been sending out their love to her and praying that she is doing okay.
An outpouring of love and support for Demi. Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas, Kevin Jonas, all the Jonas Brothers.
All her exes.
And then we're hearing that Wilmer, her ex-boyfriend for a number of years, is, you know, obviously devastated over everything that's been going on, which, you know, rightfully so. Definitely. But we just hope that she gets the help that she needs.
For sure.
For sure.
So much love going out to Demi, and we really hope she gets better.
I know,
she's
totally.
Such a great singer.
She is. She's such a great singer, and she has been such a great advocate for mental health and people going through their own personal struggles. So we hope that she overcomes hers.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's move on to Jennifer Garner. She is living a great life. She is happy and healthy and looking fabulous after Ben Affleck. We are hearing that she is very happy and that she is in a good place. And putting a constant smile on her face are her three children, who she is co-parenting with her ex. Now, an insider tells us that she and Ben are good friends, but they still have their frustrations. And one of those frustrations has to be that their divorce is not finalized after 3 years since they've actually split.
Yeah. That's strange.
It is strange.
Another one of her frustrations is his sobriety.
Yes.
That a source tells us that that's her biggest thing with their three children. She wants him to be sober and on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. And that's her biggest focus right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and adding to that, they had three children together, like you said, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel. And so right now, Jen is kind of living her best life. She is out there. This is the first time she's been single in 20 years. So she's really focusing on herself. She's having fun. She's going out with her friends. She's baking. She's cooking. She's gardening. She's really focusing on herself, but she's also using that spare time to take care of her family and focus on the future and really supporting them. So I think she's really having a good time right now. Yeah. She's always smiling, and sources are telling us that she is a really positive person who lives life with a glass half full. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that was my favorite quote in the article too. That was our favorite source quote, that she's like a glass half full type of gal.
Yeah. And
just try to put the positive spin on it.
Yeah. It seems like she has always done that. And it seems like they have found a good parenting groove because they have been going through some ups and downs with, like you said, with Ben's sobriety. And now that he's dating Lindsay Shookus, which also comes into play that I don't know if Jen's a big fan of Lindsay. Would you be after everything? Probably not.
Probably a little tricky considering the fact, and I think that one of their stipulations is that the kids won't be around Lindsay right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take some time to figure that out, as they should, but I think the co-parenting seems like it's going really well.
Mm-hmm. And her body is going well. She's doing Simone classes, which have you taken them?
No, I haven't. Are they?
They're like Tracy Anderson, like intense. So she's doing Body by Simone. She's so ripped and toned.
Sure.
And just whenever we see paparazzi photos of her at an event, she's like glowing. She's got this glowing eyes, glowing hair, and like a ripped bod for a mom of three.
Totally.
For a 20-year-old.
Now, do we know if she's dating at all, or is she kind of just living her life?
You know, Christina, we've been trying to figure that out.
Sorry. Who would we want to see Jen with? I would love to know what everybody thinks. Who do we want to see Jen with?
That's a good question.
I want to see her with a European billionaire lawyer.
Very nice.
I say that about a lot of people.
Yeah.
Definitely a millionaire, but someone under the radar. Someone who she can have some nice time with and be private with.
Yeah, definitely. Colette says, be nice if Jen meets a lovely man. I'm sure she will.
It can't be hard looking like this.
I know.
With this body by
Simone. I think she looks the best that she's ever looked.
She does.
All right, let's move on to Britney Spears, because as we know, things haven't been going too smoothly in the co-parenting department for K-Fed and Britney, but her ex-husband did allow her two sons, Jaden and Sean, to spend part of the summer traveling the U.S. with her on her Piece of Me tour. A source tells us Kevin knows it's better for her when they're on the road with her. How is Britney?
Oh my God, Britney was incredible. She did the same show she did from Vegas, the Piece of Me tour. Mm-hmm. She had so much high energy, the crowd loved it. Oh, she did all of her songs, Baby One More Time, Oops, I Did It Again, Toxic. It was an incredible, incredible show.
And you met her.
And I met her backstage for the meet and greet. She was so like bubbly and sweet, all but a little distant behind the eyes. But like overall, like so kind and sweet and lovely. And I thought I was gonna drop dead after I met her.
I love that.
I stand Britney so hard for so long. Mm-hmm. And her show's fantastic. But did we ever think K-Fed was going to be a great co-parent?
No.
Did anyone think that?
No, absolutely not. I'm surprised that things have gone as smoothly as they have for so long.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You know, but now he wants his payday, I guess.
He wants that money.
Mm-hmm. He wants that Britney money.
He wants that Britney money. But no, I think Britney's moved on, though, which is great. She has a really hot boyfriend. He's only 24. She's 36. And they're having a good time. He's on tour with her. He's supporting her. He cooks for her favorite meal. For her, and I think she's in a really great place right now, where she's just an opportunity to be here with her kids in the U.S. And then in August, she'll go on to the European leg of her tour, and the kids will go back, like we said, to K-Fed, and she'll have some time just her and her man.
Her and her man. Yeah. And it looks like they might be taking the next steps, right?
Sources are telling us that we should not be shocked if he pops a question in the very near future.
Of course, you have to lock that up.
Lock that up. They just seem so perfect for each other.
Yeah.
He just seems so easygoing. You know, he recently lost 100 pounds.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
He lost
100 pounds like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's like a former heavy guy.
I had no idea.
And I just think, you know, he seems so sweet and compassionate, probably from being overweight and bullied for his life, which he's been very open with and his like men's magazine shoots. And now he's this fly, most beautiful man I've ever seen.
He's gorgeous.
But probably still has a kind heart from, going through everything. And I think he's perfect for Britney. He's my favorite boyfriend, fiance, husband she has ever had.
No, totally. Yeah. I love their videos together when they're working out. And
so cute.
We've talked about this. She has the best Instagram of all time.
It's
hard though.
This year is hard. Put that in the MoBA, please. All of this.
Her paintings.
Oh, my God. If I could get one of her paintings, I would just be able to die happy as well. The flower
one. It's fantastic. And she seems like she's a great mom, too. They have a lot of fun together with her kids. You know, I love when she posts the videos of them scaring her and things like that. So
really
it seems like she's in a good place. And this is the first time that she's actually taken a show on the road in, God, so many years.
Yeah, Circus? Like 6 or 7. No, Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. Oh, Colette, hello, hey, Colette. Britta's come so far in the past few years. Yeah, she really has.
True. And I was telling people about the concert that Femme Fatale, she was not at her best.
No.
Something was off, and she was really just sort of walking with authority across the stage and maybe flipping her ponytail and popping.
Yeah.
And in this show, she's like on the ground, like actually dancing, like working it out. And she really is the best she's been recently, not even since her breakdown. She's been better than since after that.
Yeah, she has come a long, long way.
Yeah.
Jenna says it's nice to see Brittany happy. It is.
We're all happy.
Love
you know?
It. Yes. I love it. And she's always talked about wanting to have more kids. So maybe when she and Sam do get engaged or get married, she'll pop out a few more.
I think so. And he's very mature, I hear. So, I think he's ready for to lock it down and move forward.
Only time will tell.
Time will tell.
I'm here for another Britney baby with Sam.
Oh, 100%. So those are just some of the highlights that are in this week's issue. We also have 25 Things You Don't Know About Me with Zoe Saldana. What else do we have? Vicky's new face, which she loves.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
I love Vicky's new face.
I love Vicky's new face, too. We also have, my favorite story in this week's issue is Alex Rodriguez's work of art that he has above his bed with him and J-Lo.
That he had another one of those before.
Oh my God, the centaur.
The centaur. That was like one of my favorite pieces of information we got before. That he has like a picture of him. He used to have a picture of him as a centaur like above his bed. And now he has one of him. It's read it. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It is. thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to Colette. So make sure you pick up this latest issue of Us Weekly. It's on newsstands right now. And make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com for all the latest stories. We'll see you guys next week. From Britney to Kate Mara, the actress sat down with us to talk all about her first year of marriage, plans for expanding her family, and how she and sister Rooney Mara still swap clothes. Hey guys, it's Christina, and I am here with Kate Mara. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You look beautiful today.
Thank you so
much. I
love
this dress. It's so beautiful.
It's by Miu Miu.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes.
So you are here today to talk about something that is near and dear to your heart, because I know animals are a very important thing to you. So tell me all about your partnership with Dawn.
Well, I'm here celebrating Dawn's 40 years of helping save wildlife. Mm-hmm. It's been very eye-opening for me to learn all about the incredible things that they do with different rescues. And I went to the International Bird Rescue in California last week, where they actually discovered 40 years ago, 1978, that Dawn worked on all of these birds that had been in these oil spills. Mm-hmm. So I actually got to see them, clean them, and see how it actually works before they release them back into the wild.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
It was very moving.
Yeah, I'm sure. Have animals always been a big passion for you?
They have been. I mean, I grew up in a house that we always had numerous dogs in the house. My grandparents had a farm, so I spent a lot of time around horses. And my mom has always been very active, and she had some therapy dogs as well. So I just know the importance of animals and what they bring to our lives. So it's one of my biggest passions is trying to give back and give them a voice.
Sure. What's been kind of like the most rewarding experience for you doing this?
Anytime I can actually go somewhere and be hands-on. For instance, even last week when I was with the birds, they very kindly, the volunteers there are so inspiring and the people that work there on a daily basis. And they asked me if I wanted to help them, you know, hold some of the birds while they did some exams and things like that. When you actually get to be hands-on in helping, there's nothing really quite like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you have two dogs of your own, right?
I do.
Tell me all about them.
They're very old. They're 15 and 16. But you would never know it.
Yeah.
They're very energetic. They're Boston Terriers.
Okay.
And I've had them since they were 2 months old. Aww. So it's been a very long,
part of the family,
lasting relationship.
Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah.
What are the names again?
Bruno is my older dog, and Lucius is the baby.
Aw, so do they get along really well?
No, no, they're like, you know, siblings.
Sure,
you know?
They have their like, good days and their bad days.
Yeah, completely.
Yes. Is one attached to you more?
Or yes.
Yeah, which one?
Bruno follows me everywhere I go. Like, I can't even go to the bathroom. I have to lock the bathroom door or he'll open it with his paws. Aww. Yeah, it's disturbing.
They sleep with you?
When I'm alone, when my husband's not with me, they'll sleep with me.
Yeah. That's so funny. Janelle is asking, so pretty, what is your favorite skincare product? Yeah, I want to remind everybody to please send in your questions and your comments.
Oh, I love Kate Somerville.
I do too.
You do?
Yes.
They have such great products. So, yeah, and I'm very conscious of the sun. I always use sunscreen, mm-hmm. and they have a really great sort of like moisturizer sunscreen I use every single morning.
Yeah. Very nice. So you are busy. You are starring in Ryan Murphy's new show, Pose, on FX. Right?
Yeah. It's going to be the, I mean, I'm not the star of the show. There's lots of really great actors in it. I'm just one of many. Mm-hmm. But the show's season finale is on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What was it like being part of this? Because this was the largest transgender cast of all time. It's pretty exciting.
It's still
groundbreaking.
Yeah. Still, when people say that to me, it's very, I'm just incredibly proud to be a part of something like that. Mm-hmm. And it does feel very important and it feels unique. And I'm just so happy that I get to be a part of a show like that that is giving a voice to those that have not yet had one.
Sure. Yeah.
It's been really special. It's been unlike anything I've ever, you know, been a part of, for sure.
Was it great teaming up with Ryan again?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we kind of do these shows together every, like, I think it's every eight years.
Yeah, right.
So I'm curious to see what we'll do together in another
next,
8 years.
Yeah, well, that actually brings us into our next question from Candace. Would you ever do another American Horror Story?
I mean, never say never, I had an amazing time working on that show. It's so wild.
Yes.
And my character was, you know, outrageous. People kind of hated her, which for an actor, it is fun to play a character that people dislike.
Is that what you, do you like doing that better? Or does it?
I like doing everything. Mm-hmm. So when you get a chance to play someone that maybe isn't the most likable or, you know, I think it's sort of fun to do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite character? Because you've played such a wide range of people, but do you have a favorite character that you love to like go back and do that movie all over again?
I mean, I had a very special experience on this film I did called Megan Levy. Mm-hmm. I played a real life Marine, and my co-star was a dog.
Yeah.
And
it
was
like the best of both worlds.
It was heaven every day on set. So yeah, I would say that was up there with you know, one of my favorite roles for sure.
Yeah, was that a grueling role for you?
I mean, you know. You try and do as much sort of research and training as you can. Mm-hmm. And if you're playing a Marine, you gotta really train. But I love that. I mean, when else will you train to be a Marine?
Right.
It's one of the reasons I love acting so much.
Sure, what was the training like for something like that?
I had a sergeant who like sort of trained, just weapon training with me and, you know, how to march, all of these things that, you know, I would have no idea how to do. So we spent a few weeks before we were on set, and then he was there every day on set sort of watching over me. And and then I had to train with the dog as well for a while. So that was just heaven for me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And then in April, you were just in Chappaquiddick, which is another powerful story as well. What was that experience like?
It was really challenging because obviously my character goes through something really horrific. So shooting that was, you know, not very enjoyable. It probably shouldn't be, but we were shooting in a tank in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, and apparently that's where they shot a lot of the scenes from Titanic. So that was kind of an amazing, it was an amazing place to be, knowing that.
Yeah,
fact.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Be like swimming in the same tank that Leo did back in the day.
There you go. Yeah.
Mala is asking, would you like to work with your sister? Have you guys ever talked about doing something like that?
Yeah, we would love to work together. We're just sort of waiting for the right, you know, the right script to either come along or to, you know, sort of make ourselves, but it hasn't come along yet.
Yeah, have you guys been pitched things to do together?
Yeah, like over the years, people have sent us things, and we've gotten, you know, close to maybe considering things, but so far nothing has been, you know, the winner.
Sure, yeah. Do you guys spend a lot of time together?
We do.
That's nice.
Our whole family is very close.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and congratulations, you just celebrated 1 year anniversary of marital bliss.
Absolutely.
How's it been?
Fantastic. I feel like this year flew by.
Yeah.
Yeah, It's kind of shocking to me that it's been a year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm very lucky.
Was it harder, easier than you thought? Because a lot of people always say the first year of marriage is the toughest. Did you find that at all?
Well, I guess maybe easier because I genuinely feel like we just got married. It feels like it was yesterday to me. So. So yeah, it's just this year has kind of really happened so quickly.
Mm-hmm. I love the story that you guys got married at your neighbor's house, which I think is fantastic.
It was really amazing. We just had to walk across the street.
Did you celebrate your anniversary at your neighbor's house?
No, but that actually would have been, because we were like, what do we do? That's probably what we should have done. That would have been really easy, yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. What's the most romantic thing your husband has ever done for you?
He's countless things that I would not share.
You want to keep those close to you.
But I mean, on our anniversary, he surprised me with, like a dinner, and we had like a staycation because we couldn't leave LA at the time.
Okay.
So yeah, it was just, surprises are always, that's always a nice unexpected thing to happen, especially when you spend a lot of time together and they're able to pull off the surprise.
Oh,
I feel like that's very impressive.
Definitely. Do you guys make it a point to spend as much time together as possible? Because I know that you're probably busy on movie sets and so is he and things like that. So do you guys make it a point, we can't go 2 weeks or something like that without seeing each other?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of the 2 week rule. I feel like a lot of people have that. That's what we try and follow as well. And I think it works. Yeah.
Definitely. I know the first year that I was married to my husband, I noticed like some things that really bothered me. Some annoying habits that he had.
Does he still do them?
Sometimes. Like he doesn't put the dishes in the dishwasher.
That's my pet peeve. I was just telling someone that. It's not just my husband though. Like a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand
it. I don't understand because they leave them in the sink, but the dishwasher is right there.
It's mind blowing.
It drives me crazy. I can't understand.
No, me neither.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Have you guys thought about expanding your family at all?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely,
for sure.
Do you enjoy being a stepmom?
I love it. I mean, I come from a really, really big family, and I've had kids around me my entire life. I think I have like 90 first cousins or something, just sick.
Do you know all of their first names?
I don't, probably not. No, because there's constantly like
more
kids. Yeah. So family is everything to me. And I like being surrounded by lots of kids and family at all times.
Yeah. What kind of traditions from your family have you brought into your home?
Watching football every Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do that in our house. Luckily, my husband is very, he's a huge football fan now. And so we enjoy that together.
Yeah. Did he have a choice?
I guess not really, but you can tell when somebody's just sort of pretending to like something and when someone genuinely does.
Yeah.
And he genuinely does.
He genuinely does. So he's a big Giants fan.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
How do we think the Giants are going to be this year?
I mean, let's hope we're better than last year. I guess we can only go up.
Can only go up, but Eli's looking good and he's back. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely. What other things do you guys like to do together? You know, what's kind of like your perfect date night?
Pretty simple. I love just going to dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when we're not actually working, I just love going to the movies. It's my favorite thing to do.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's pretty simple, but I guess it's our passion, so it makes sense.
I heard that you are a big Real Housewives of New York fan. Is that true? Are you guys binging this season
at all? Yes. Together. Yeah. We watch it together.
Do you?
I think he's already been outed, so... But we missed the episode that was, I think, yesterday.
Okay,
so I can't wait to find out what happened on that vacation.
I know, totally. Do you have a favorite housewife?
Well, my husband's obsessed with Dorinda.
Oh, I love Dorinda.
Kind of have a soft spot for her, too.
She's fabulous. Yeah. She's come in here several times.
Oh,
she's wonderful.
Lovely, yes. I met her on a red carpet once.
Did you really? What did you guys talk about?
I got very excited, and I asked her if I could take my picture with her.
That's amazing. So, you were starstruck?
Yeah, I was.
That's great. Are there any other TV shows that you guys are binging right now?
Oh, well, I just started Sharp Objects, which I think is really great.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything Amy Adams does, so yeah.
That's awesome. And I know you said you spent a lot of time with your sister. You guys ever double date together?
Double date?
Yeah.
My sister and I we live in LA and the rest of our family is in New York, so we try and see each other as much as possible.
Yeah. Do you guys like trade relationship advice and things like that? Because I know my sister and I do all the time.
We talk about everything personal that you would talk to, with your close friends or siblings about. Yeah, we share a lot of things.
Do you guys still swap clothes?
Well, her new clothing line is so amazing.
It's all vegan, right?
It is, yeah. And it's coming out in a month. It's coming out in August.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we weirdly end up buying a lot of the same things without knowing it. Mm-hmm. And now that she has this clothing line, I feel like we're really going to be dressing the same. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you live an all-vegan lifestyle, right?
I do, yeah.
That's great. Is that hard to do? Because is your husband vegan or no?
No, not at all. That's a little tricky because then going to restaurants, he never wants to go to vegan restaurants, which is like when he's away, that's all I do.
Sure.
Drag my girlfriends to vegan restaurants. But other than that, you know, it's fine. I mean, he respects my choice and is, you know, he's very supportive of all of that. But yeah, the only tricky thing is then, you know, if you're going to order from a restaurant, finding the compromise is always kind of, you know, a big deal.
Yeah. Right, yeah, there's never anything to share.
Right, exactly.
Sarah's asking what your workout routine is.
I go to this place in LA called Ballet Bodies. Mm-hmm. So it's a mixture of ballet and Pilates, and I have this incredible trainer there. Her name's Romy, and she's a ballerina, and she does a mix of both workouts with me.
Nice, that's so fun. And I know we were talking about TV before, and I know House of Cards is coming back. Are you happy that they decided not to, you know, cancel it abruptly, and you know that they're bringing it back?
Yeah, I haven't watched the show in a while, but I can't wait to see what Robin does because she's incredible. And I feel like her character has been, you know, sort of gearing up for this, you know, big moment. So I'm really excited to see what she does.
Yeah, excited to take the shoes of President.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it a good experience on that show?
It's one of the best experiences I've had. I mean, I loved playing that character so much. It was so well written and, you know, having someone like David Fincher be, you know, sort of the... And but just having him there was unlike any experience I've ever had,
Did you prefer TV or film?
You know, I like doing a mix. I mean, TV now, there's really not that many, there's not a big difference between TV and film now. So, which I love, you know? So just, it all depends on where, you know, the great writing and directing is.
Yeah, definitely. And what's next?
Well, Pose, the final episode of Pose is on Sunday, and then I'm sort of figuring out my next move. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks
for
having
me. Thank you
for
talking all about Dawn. It's a great partnership that you guys are doing. I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. All right,
that's it for this week. But remember to pick up the latest issue of Us Weekly on newsstands right now, and come back right here next week for all of your favorite celebrity interviews.